Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter, and it's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel joins us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Rob Shooter, yes, it is I. Do not be fooled by the moustache that I am growing.
What inspired the moustache?
Well, it is November, so it is Movember, as they call it, or No Shave November. So I'm kind of going a little bit of both, because just the moustache alone, I look like Ted Lasso. So
he's cute.
Yeah, he is. And you know what? People start calling me that, and I start going into like the Midwestern English accent of, y'all go out there and play some football.
I'm fooled. Oh, Garrett, you look great. Hey, I went to see Some Like It Hot, the musical, over the weekend.
How was it?
Now, I can't review it because it doesn't open
It's one of those weeks. So it's did you enjoy it though?
I loved it.
Did you have fun? Did you have a fun experience? All right,
loved it. I laughed out loud. If you like the movie, you're going to love the musical. Those actors and actresses, my goodness, 8 times a week, they work their bottoms off. I can't imagine. I do what? Like when I did the school play, I was in Fiddler on the Roof at school. By performance number 3, I was a little over myself. Like, it's a lot.
I have trouble eating the same thing like twice in a row, you know, like
8 times a week they do it. Oh. They're fantastic. I can't wait for it to officially open in a couple of weeks. The buzz is already out there, so I'm not saying anything naughty here. Everybody knows it's a monster hit. Now it's just a question of how big a hit it will be. If I was you and we're friends here on this show, I'd get your tickets now. Because once it opens and it gets that New York Times and all those fabulous reviews, Garrett, you know what it's like. You can't get in.
Oh yeah, and you're paying times three of what the normal price is for the ticket.
Buy them now, my friends. Hey, let's jump into our show, which you certainly can get right now. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Okay, so Aaron Carter's controversial unfinished memoir has now been delayed following backlash from Hilary Duff. So if you remember, his memoir was going to be rushed out. Now in a press statement, they are saying that it is being delayed. It's not being scrapped. It's still going to be coming out, just not this week. So at first, they were really capitalizing on the fact that he had just died and they were going to rush out this book. The other side of this, though, is a journalist had been working with Aaron for over 3 years to get this story out.
Oh, wow.
So the book is almost done. It's not totally finished. It was meant to come out next year. They were going to rush it out. I think wisely, they're not rushing it out this week. But this book is coming out, and I could go either way on this, Garrett. Part of me thinks, oh, gosh, this is so tacky. This feels so creepy. Part of me thinks they worked on this. He wanted this book to come out. It's not like they're publishing his diary. He knew what he was doing. And so he's got an incredible story to tell. And if this story helps one, two, three people who struggle with substance abuse, maybe it's a good thing. Where do you fall on this? It's a complex one.
If it's about recovering and getting better, yes. But Aaron, when he was alive, was known for kind of stretching the truth from time to time. Mm. And I could see this becoming very messy if the book is, you know, what he thinks about his brother or celebrities.
It is.
Garrett. Yeah, exactly.
It is that
and
book.
So who are you, like, then we're getting into estates being sued, and as we learned over the weekend, he doesn't have a will, so it's now the court. Like, it's just going to become a very messy situation.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the author that was put 3 years into it, but yeah, I think proceed with caution. That's my opinion.
Let me tell you some of the things that reportedly are in the book. So why Hilary Duff is so upset. They used to date, and allegedly in the book, he talks about him taking her virginity. Also in the book, he talks about a creepy sleepover at Michael Jackson's house where the pop star was only wearing his underwear. Now, these scandalous, salacious celebrity biographies, I normally eat this stuff up. I really do, I've got to be honest. The difference is he is no longer with us. And now it feels like something slightly different. There's something about it. I can't quite put my finger on it. I understand why people are upset about this. I understand why it is being delayed. But we want to know what you think about this. Should this book be released? Should Aaron Carter's controversial, unfinished memoir ever be released? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page
at
Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett, love, what are you working on?
All right. Well, I mean, a court of public opinion already knows he's guilty, but Alec Baldwin is looking to clear his name in a new lawsuit against the Rust armor crew that resulted in the death of the cinematographer Helena Hutchins. It feels like so many years ago. It was about a year ago, right? Alec Baldwin, you know, he wants to clear his name. It wasn't his fault. It was everybody else but his, pretty much. But at the end of the day, court papers were filed, pretty much just saying, hey, Baldwin's attorneys, Luke Nikas and Robert M. Schwartz, very attorney-esque names right there. Like, when you hear those names, you automatically think, oh, those are attorneys right there. They said that it is owed a duty to those on set, including Baldwin, to keep the set safe, meaning the armors that were supposed to say, hey, this gun is good to go. There's no live ammo in it. It's all fake, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, we know how the results of those went. Everybody out there, even though Alec Baldwin might clear his name in this case, the whole idea of what happened still results back to Alec Baldwin. You know what I mean? No one knows the name of an armor. No one knows the name of an associate producer. The man who literally pulled the trigger. So no matter what Alec does legally to clear his name, the court of public opinion, I think, will always look at him as the guy who pulled the trigger.
He pulled the trigger. I mean, he did do it. But I would want to know, why were there live bullets
And agreed.
Gun on a set. And Alec did not put those bullets there. So I really think here he wants to get to the bottom of it. And often the only way to do that is by taking legal action. Now, we should point out that the Santa Fe County District Attorney could pursue criminal charges against Alec. That has not been decided yet. Also, too,
I don't think that could really come. It's too messy of a situation, you know?
But I hope that we're going to find out who put the bullets in the gun, at least in that report. Like, they have investigated this.
Oh, of course.
I want answers, and I think the family is owed answers here, and if it takes a lawsuit to get those answers, then so be it. But you are right. Alec's name is always, always, always going to be associated with
You'll never clear.
Tragedy.
Like, you'll hear the name Rust, and you'll automatically think Baldwin. Alec Baldwin.
Hey, moving along, talking of lawsuits, Prince Philip was considering suing Netflix over an episode of The Crown.
How dare you? What an amazing show. Have you watched?
I have.
The Crown?
It's amazing.
Very good. I'm hooked, Rob Shooter.
Did you start at the beginning or did you just start this season?
No, I had to start at the beginning because, given it is quote-unquote history, but it's like watching any TV show. You can't start in the... I hate those people that start at the end.
You start in the middle of it.
Like, you watch Game of Thrones. You didn't watch at the end. You started at the beginning.
You
watched all the way through.
I missed the beginning of Game of Thrones, and I watched one episode, and I was like, I've got to start at the beginning. I watched maybe two episodes out of order, and I was like, got to go back. And I did catch up, but this Crown, it's incredible. There is a new season out. That's why everybody's talking about it. But a few seasons ago, Prince Philip was sort of blamed for the death of his older sister. Now, this really upset him. He was thinking of taking legal action. Ultimately, the royals decided not to do that, because once you take legal action, more people know about this story, this mistruth, so to speak, than they probably would have known if you did nothing. It's a complicated thing, isn't it, being a celebrity? If somebody says something wrong about you, do you sue and set the record straight, or does it just bring more attention to a story that probably would go away pretty fast? What do you think? Would you sue Garrett if you were a big star?
I don't think so. You know, like, at the end of the day, it's... Why unearth more trouble? You know, like, you have to go into a lawsuit thinking, I am perfect. There's nothing that can come out of this that will make me look even worse.
Right. And remember, lawsuits, magazines, sometimes newspapers relish them, because if you're going to sue, then they can pretty much ask you anything.
Right. So they're waiting bated breath, like, yes. Oh my God, here we go. We got him.
Look how messy the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial got.
Oh.
Things were brought up in that we probably would never have known about. So it's interesting.
The poop. Who pooped on the bed?
If you open this up, even if you are right in this one instinct, you've got to live sort of like an exemplary, clean life, because anything can be brought up. Maybe it's not that fair, actually. Maybe it should just stick to the matter. I love this Crown. And I could go either way on this one, too. Some people say it is shockingly real. Some people say it is fiction. I think it's probably somewhere in the middle. Hey, moving forward, what's going on with your guy, Pete Davidson?
Oh, well, it's funny how I get these stories, Rob Shooter. I don't know how they land on my lap, no pun intended. So Jay Farrell, he used to be on SNL. He'd done a ton of impressions. He's known for Obama, Jay-Z. You've seen him before. He's done a ton of TV after SNL as well. But he was saying that it is pretty much true what we all think of Pete Davidson. He has that BDE specifically. And if you don't know what it is, do a Google after you listen to this podcast. Jay Farrow was talking, going, hey, man, he was asked, what do you think it is? And Pete said, hey, man, it's Pete. It's something in the sauce. He's got something. He's got something inside, meaning his pants. So he goes, so Jay says, so I talked to him. I said, Pete, man, what is it? I said, he says, what is it? What do you do? What was it? How do you do it? Like, you know, referring to all the women that he was courting over the last 2 years and then some. He said, he told me what it was. It's his endowment. And that's what he told me. And then they shared the how long it is. And of course, Jay said, you know what? We're twins. So implying Jay Farrow is exactly like Pete Davidson, but I have a feeling that's not the case. But you know what? At the end of the day, as much as we make fun of this, I think Pete just goes along with the joke.
Yeah, I think that's the takeaway. Pete can talk about this. Pete is aware what we're all saying. And if you ask Pete, what's your special magic? No, what's he'll laugh and joke. You know very well what it is. It's my endowment. This made me laugh out loud. I wonder how Pete feels about Jay telling this story. He probably likes it. I mean, come on. This is not a bad story to tell.
Yeah, and plus it's getting Jay's name out there as well, you know?
That's
like,
right.
It's not like Pete's like, hey, Jay, go talk about my penis.
Right,
you know?
right. It's weird, isn't it, talking about people's private parts? Celebrities do it all the time, but now it has been confirmed.
Rupert, you and I don't go to the bar and sit down and go, hey, tell me what's inside your pants.
It's not normal, isn't it? Although, can you imagine being asked about it? We all think about it now because Pete and this have become very, very tired.
Hey, I think he has overtaken John Hamm, by the way. All about John Hamm.
John Hamm and Pete. Hey, quickly before we get a break, Melissa Joan Hart is denying a feud with Lena Dunham. So these two apparently really do not like each other, and then it exploded when somebody posted an anonymous tip on a shady sort of website, and so now Melissa has responded saying, I'm a fan of Lena's work and we've been in the industry a long time, and get this, we've never actually met. So this gets a little complicated, but I'll make it easy. There was lots of rumours that they fell out over a child drag queen show. Now, Melissa points out, we have no beef and we've not got any relationship. So we've never discussed drag queens because we've never discussed anything. We've never, ever met. It's amazing how a little rumour on a shady website can just take off.
And that's how the housewives were born.
Exactly. I know. Careful where you get your information from, everybody.
Only get it from Naughty Gossip in this podcast. Anywhere else is skeptical at best.
Yeah, that's right. Be a little skeptical about this. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with our dear friend Garrett Vogel.
Yes.
Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Oh, marching to the polls. The midterms are over.
Jennifer Aniston, who has revealed that secretly she got IVF. She has had fertility struggles. Are you surprised that Jen is revealing this? She's very, very private. She doesn't really let us in on this. It's been rumoured a long time. Now she is talking about it. Are you surprised? 70% said yes. You are surprised. I'm one of those 70. Like, Jen doesn't let us in on this stuff. There's been rumours a long time about her and children. Why is she not a mom? What happened with her and Brad Pitt? Was it about children? Now she's telling us all. I'm glad she is, but I am surprised. What about you, Garrett? Surprised or no?
You know what? I'm not, because at the end of the day, like, this is one of those things where she realizes that who she is and how many other people are going through the same situation. Mm. So, you know, we tend to look at celebrities on this pedestal as we normally do and going, they're perfect. Even if there's one person out there that goes, I unfortunately tried it all and can't get pregnant. And then knowing that someone else is going through it the same time as you are, it kind of makes it not easier, but it kind of just lessens the stress.
Yeah, it does help. I think she's doing the right thing here. I'm still surprised that she's doing it, although she said in the article, one of the reasons that she's telling all is that she's in a really good place. You can often tell your story when you're at the end of that journey. So she said she's made peace with her struggle. She knows now it's not going to happen for her, and she's perfectly fine with that. And I think that's one of the reasons that she's able to be so open about it. Hey, yeah. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Aww. All right, Julian Lennon ran into someone that he was very familiar with, Paul McCartney, of all places, at the airport. I love those awkward airport encounters, just even if it's like with you and a friend, you're like, what are you doing here? Well, obviously I'm going somewhere, I'm at an airport. So of course, the singer of the legendary Beatle, John Lennon, posted a picture of himself at the airport Saturday next to his famous father's songwriting partner, of course, the one and only Paul McCartney, and the caption said, it's amazing who you run into at the airport lounge, alongside the black and white snap of himself. So it's interesting, though. We would have never seen that because, I mean, I'm not the type of person that gets into those lounges. You know what I mean? I'm always at the gate by the window. I love to look at the airplanes as they come in. Like, so I would have missed it. Everybody would have missed it.
Did you see them in the lounge? I was once, this is going to sound so obnoxious, and it wasn't, it was a minute of my life. It wasn't my life.
Only a minute, 60 seconds.
I was flying out of Teterboro on a private plane with John Bon Jovi. It is true. And as the plane came out of the hangar, it stopped because Faith Hill's private plane had just landed. And John got off the plane to say hi to Faith and Tim. And yeah, that was our encounter.
And stopping a plane is not easy. You know what
it's
I mean?
Not
like,
easy. It's,
like once you start going, so
once
like,
you they
imagine
stop.
Being the pilot. Like you're
you
sitting
gotta
there,
stop.
Like
John
okay,
wants to say hi to Faith.
Excuse me, sir. Stop the plane. What's wrong?
You
is everybody
imagine?
Okay? Is there a medical emergency? Faith Hill's on the
Faith
other side over there.
Hill is on the tarmac. Yeah, that's my celebrity encounter. Okay, let's do our naughties today. Naughty, naughty,
uh-oh.
Naughty. Remember Julia Fox, who dated Kanye West for a moment?
Oh, yeah.
Now she's complaining that Kanye might have had a negative impact on her career. So after dating Kanye, she said some of the offers have dried up. She's not getting as much work as she used to get. Now, I don't think this is so much because she dated him. I think it's because it was a full-on press relationship. They were doing photo shoots in restaurants. They were tweeting stuff. Like, it just was full-on. Now, if you want to be with Kanye West, who was controversial then, it wasn't like he just suddenly became controversial, although he has, let's be honest, become more controversial over the last couple of weeks. You know, I think here, this is a little bit of like, you probably knew what you were doing, maybe.
Yeah, like for you to still hold, this is the typical, we all have that one friend that still talks about their ex even though like they haven't dated in years. This is her. The Julia Fox is that friend of ours that constantly goes, oh, Bobby, huh? You haven't dated Bobby in 4 years, Megan, get over it.
Still going on. And you do know the truth, like I've been invited on some controversial shows, some new shows, quote new shows. I don't do them. I don't play with fire like this. And I get it. My ego's so big. I want all that attention. I want to be on those shows that are getting millions of people watching. But I know the truth. I know what those shows are. It's the same with hanging out with certain celebrities. If I hung out with awful celebrities, I would increase my profile. I would. But in the long run, it's something you have to really think about. So I think she knew what she was doing here. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a
positivity.
Rob. Love this quote from Drew Barrymore. It's really lovely. She said, I used to look in the mirror and feel shame. I think a lot of us can relate to that. She said, now I look in the mirror and I absolutely love myself. It's a hard thing to learn to do, but it's something we should all try. You might not be able to absolutely love yourself right away, but you've at least got to start liking yourself. Look in the mirror and teach yourself to like, to love you. That
you
is
can
it
go
for
and
today.
Love yourself.
Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett. Show a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going
if you're
to, be naughty,
to be naughty,
you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Bip, bip, bip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.